This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Mac, you are one of a kind. I hope they don't reassign you to a different show like they did my guy, my Mad Max. Hey, Mac, just doing, like, his thing. Right in my ear, right as I was about to start babbling nonsensically. You are up. You look pretty. You look handsome. You look good. You feel good. When you look good, you feel good. Have a good show. The weekend is almost here.
What the audience doesn't see is this nice, just wonderful haircut. Perfect lineup.
Do you want me to take a picture of myself? Do you want a selfie out there?
Why not? Let's do it.
Maybe. Maybe. Did get a haircut at Great Clips this morning. Proud sponsor of the National Hockey League. That's why we go to Great Clips, because they sponsor a great sport. A sport that correctly understands they should not be playing on Christmas Day. Or Thanksgiving Day, for that matter. Again, just a sport being correct. It's as simple as that. Not only is it the best postseason in sports, but it's also a sport just busy over here being correct. So I will go to Great Clips again and again and again, as I often do, again, because they are a proud sponsor of the National Hockey League. Now, if they want to sponsor this show, because I just mentioned them a couple of times, I would love for them to be aboard, but they don't probably care about me as much as I care about them. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome aboard. On this Thursday afternoon, we are the only sports show in town, in the DMV, right here, right now, because there's other stuff going on. Stuff that we won't necessarily talk about right now. But we are the only show in town. And we are here to talk about it with you because we've got a lot going on. We've got Caps, Canes, Game 5 tonight. Season on the brink. That's an ode to John Feinstein, the late John Feinstein. For the Capitals, we've got the full NFL schedule, and the full Commandalorians schedule. That's right. Yes, by now you know exactly where your boys are playing. You don't know when exactly they're playing, because some of it, certainly the primetime games, are subject to flexible scheduling. So that could still change. But at least you know what they're penciled in for. And in case you missed Liddell Willingham, last night on our schedule release show here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, you can go back and listen to it. If you want his first visceral reactions, real time, I'm sure calls, all that stuff. If you want that, go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. Yesterday, you know that I was, of course, predictably, like clockwork, upset about the Commanders playing on Christmas Day and ruining the holiday. I don't apologize for that. I will not apologize for that. It's how I feel. It is much more important to me to be with family than it is to be at a football game. Whether you like that or not, I don't really care. We give you the forum as long as you do it in a respectful sort of way. You can yell at me and tell me I'm full of crap as long as you sort of do that in a respectful sort of way. But we got the full schedule now. And by and large, I would say this. It's about what I expected. It's probably a little easier than I expected because I expected another super short week and possibly Thanksgiving Day or night. Didn't get that. I guess that's in exchange for Madrid, which is fine and what it is. And I'm actually kind of sort of looking forward to Madrid, although honestly, like a trip to Miami in mid-November would have been a good idea too. But Madrid it is. I'm a little surprised that it's the Giants at 1 o'clock to start the year. The Giants, the doormat of the NFC East. Can't even do it with a straight face. My guy, A-Mac, the reaction. He's like ready to blow a gasket. I just can't. I can't do it with a straight face.
I've been getting bullied all week. Or what feels like all week, because we just found out that we were playing each other.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
But it feels like all week. Everyone's been talking smack. I got a few bets on the line. Oh, my goodness.
So what you're saying is you want me to bust your chops even more.
Listen, I can't wait for September to get here. September 7th.
September 7th.
Oh, my
Are you going to be in attendance?
Nah. Nah. Football games are a hassle.
Well, I agree. But you don't also want to see your boys get mollywopped by the king.
First of all, Chris, you're an undercover Giants fan.
I am not an undercover Giants fan.
I
grew up on Long Island as a New Orleans Saints fan.
That's your cover story, but you've told me in secrecy that you actually like the Giants.
I once liked the Giants. I'm like Jacob Fatu in WWE right now. I am all gas. No breaks, baby. Commanders to the Super Bowl so that I can be miserable and not get to go.
Well, we know you have to say that. Off the air, we're going to talk about how lovely our Giants look. But it's fun. It's fun. You have a job to do. I understand.
The Giants are the week one opponent. 1 o'clock. I was a little surprised by that. I was thinking, okay, maybe the Giants could certainly be it after we found out Philly-Dallas to open up the year. And some of the other permutations. But I honestly thought that the Commanders would open up either in the Sunday night slot, the Monday night slot, or at the minimum, the 4:25 slot. And in turn, it's Sunday, 1 o'clock, where it could be, I don't know, still 85-plus degrees at Northwest Stadium to take on the New York Giants. Now, it is a traditional rivalry. Again, I understand when you put Philly and Dallas on the Thursday night to open up the year, that leaves two division teams open. The NFL could have done something different. They did not. They chose to go division, 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 division. Okay, that is what it is. I don't know if they do that by plan or if that's just happenstance and, oh, okay, two big markets, two NFC East teams, blah, blah, blah. That will anchor the 1 o'clock window. Okay, fine. Just a little surprised by that. That's all. Then, as we talked about many times yesterday, there was preliminary reporting that suggested the Commanders would be in Green Bay on Thursday night football in week two. I will say this. Much like a lot of people with common sense, and there aren't a lot of people with common sense, quite honestly, and I seem to run into a lot of them on Twitter. Everyone should hate Thursday night football. Everyone should. For many reasons. But if you're going to get stuck with a Thursday night game, you'd like two things. One, for it to be at home, so you don't have to travel and you don't have to deal with a 2.5-hour flight. Two, you'd like for it to be early in the season when your body is more refreshed. The Commanders got 1-1 in their two Thursday football scenarios. And don't forget, there is flexible scheduling. I don't think the Commanders technically will qualify for that because of what they call these TV shows. Again, Thursday night football is not, you know, the opener. Philly-Dallas is not Thursday night football. Nope. The opener of the Thursday night football on Amazon package is the Commanders and the Green Bay Packers. That's Thursday night football. Okay? So anyway, the Commanders, as we know, playing on Thursday afternoon, December 25th, Christmas Day, against the Dallas Cowboys. We know they are playing week two at Green Bay, September the 11th. Obviously a day that we all pause and think about the tragedies of those days, the tragedy of that day back in 2001 that many of us lived through and dealt with and continue to deal with. So we, you know, keep that in mind. But that's a tough turnaround. That's a 2.5-hour flight. The team generally stays in Appleton, Wisconsin, which is like 45-ish minutes away. It's not an easy scenario to play Thursday night against Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau. Granted, you get better weather, but I will tell you this. I was at Lambeau Field week two of the NFL season in 2014. 2014, 11 years ago. And there was bad weather. It was cold. There was snow flurries or what do you call that? Not snow, not rain, but sleet. Sleet. That's what it was. There was sleet that morning in Green Bay. That was week two of the NFL season. It was 2013. Because they got their clocks cleaned to open up the year by Philadelphia and then had to come back on a short week and go to Green Bay. It was like Monday night, Michael Vick at home to Sunday in Green Bay. But again, you could run into some bad weather there. Probably not, but you could as early as September the 11th, week two, Thursday night football against Green Bay. Still, I would rather get that as much as I can over with. I don't love that it's on the road. I would rather the Thursday games be at home. It's a little advantage, but it is an advantage. Okay, it's just what you have to deal with. I'm not going to bitch and moan about a lot of that. I don't love it. I don't like it, really. I would rather them play on Sunday at 1 o'clock or Sunday at 4:25. But it is what it is. The league is going to want Jaden Daniels and the Commanders as many times as they can in prime time. And by the way, they got them 5 times scheduled right now in prime time. That does not mean it will last. That does not mean it'll hold up that way. I believe the rule is 6 in terms of maximum prime time games. And again, everything is defined a little bit differently. So just bear with us. But then the schedule kind of settles down, right? You come home week 3 after a little extended weekend off, September the 21st against the Raiders, which is an early game for them, body clock-wise. 10 o'clock in the West, 1 o'clock out here, and they've got to come cross-country from Vegas at least. Then on the road, Atlanta. We'll see what happens with Kirk Cousins. Again, in Atlanta to close out September. Then you go on the road to Los Angeles, the Chargers, not the Rams, the Chargers, on October the 5th at 4:25. So you have the Falcons on the road, and then you go to the Chargers. They could possibly turn that into a week-long road trip like they did Cincinnati week three, Arizona week four last year. Although there really is, not that there's no reason for it, bonding and all that stuff, but there isn't the same reason for it that they did last year. Again, week three, Monday night on the road in Cincinnati. Week four, a ridiculous ask to go all the way out west. And yet they won both of those games. So that's week five at 4:25 on October 5 against the Chargers. And then they have an extra day off because they play the Bears on Monday night back at home on October 13th on, again, Monday Night Football. So if you're with me, they have three out of four road games from week two to week five, including a West Coast trip. A medium-length trip is what I would call Green Bay, but it's a little bit more of a hassle than it sounds because of where the team has to stay because there's no hotels in Green Bay, or there's not enough hotels, I should say. And then you kind of settle down, sort of, right? And you're at home for a Monday night game. But then, and this sucks for me, or not for me, in my eyes, this is a tough turnaround. You go at Dallas on Sunday, granted at 4:25. So you have a short week already, meaning Monday night football to Sunday afternoon, and you have one of your longer road trips. It takes about 3 hours to fly to Dallas. So that is, in my opinion, a super short week already, which is the second super short week of the calendar in the first, what, 6-7 weeks of the year. Now, a lot of people aren't going to look at it that way. Trust me, I'm used to this. I know the NFL calendar. I've traveled for 6 years with the team. It's a super short week, and that's how the coaches and players privately acknowledge it. They don't publicly bitch about it because that's not their job. That's my job, even though you guys don't understand what my job is. Then, after the Dallas Cowboys Sunday late afternoon game on the 19th, they have an extra day off again, but that's because they play Monday Night Football at Arrowhead in Kansas City to round out October. So they have the extra day to prepare Sunday late or early evening in Dallas, back home, then back out on the road on Sunday for a Monday night game in Kansas City, which will be an electric atmosphere. I've got to figure out a way to get to that game. Kansas City and Arrowhead is one of the few stadiums that I have not been at. And then home for right now what is a scheduled Sunday night game against the Seattle Seahawks on a short week. I won't call it a super short week, but it's a short week. And then you stay at home and you get the Lions, then Madrid with the Dolphins on a regular rest period. Remember, we had the initial report last week, yesterday from the Athletic in Kansas City that had the wrong information. So I'm glad that was worked out. Then the bye on week 12, which a lot of people speculated, certainly seems right. Certainly it's a month or so earlier than the bye has been the last 3 years. So I think that's appropriate, especially when you consider the team is at work for 6 weeks in the preseason before they even play a regular season game, which a lot of fans and media completely ignores. Dumb, but completely ignores. Then they come out of the bye and they play another scheduled Sunday night game against the Denver Broncos on November 30th. Good defense. Obviously a good young quarterback, Sean Payton, so on and so forth. That's a scheduled Sunday night game. Now, both the Seahawks game on November the 2nd and the Broncos Sunday night game, both are Sunday night games scheduled, can be flexed, can be changed depending on variety of factors. But for right now, they're scheduled as Sunday night games. And then you close up the year. Again, the Sunday night game scheduled for now against Denver to close out November. December 7th in Minnesota, a 1 o'clock start Interesting. December 14th at the Giants, a 1 o'clock start. Oh, normal football. Two road games. Then home for two home games in the span of 4.5 days, 5 days. December 20th at a time to be determined against the Eagles. That could be a primetime game or it could be a 4:30 game. We'll see. And then, of course, December 25th, another 1 o'clock game, but because it's on Christmas, a major, major pain in the ass. And then they finish up the year to be determined again on time and day. But either way, they'll have enough time to prepare at the Eagles. The game could be either January 3rd or January 4th. We will see. And that's your schedule. When I come back, the problems, the pitfalls, or the potential pitfalls. I think you might have some sort of an idea of where I'm heading on this. Ben Standing of The Athletic will join us at 2 o'clock. We'll do a little Preakness Stakes preview at 3:30. And then we are out for the rest of the week. Well, we're out for Friday after going to Capital One Arena tonight for the Caps and the Canes on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hi, I'm Robert, Robbie, Bob, or Bobby. Hey, whatever you want to call me, it's okay. I'm generational, baby. Yeah, don't tell my mom I'm here.
That's from the Giants stupid team video. I'm Robert, Robbie, Bob, Jim Bob. Don't tell my mommy I'm here. If you haven't heard that one yet, go and watch the Giants' entire video. It's obviously a parody of a lot of different teams and different personalities and whatever. But the ones we care about here, if you're a Commanders fan, is what AMAC just played for you. The whole bit at first, hi, I'm Robbie Bobby. I don't quite get that. I don't know what that means. But then to take a gratuitous cheap shot at Jaden Daniels, who apparently the gall that they have, the inference is that Jaden Daniels can't operate without his mom. Wow. That, man, that is tough. That is tough. That is tough. I don't know. I mean, I've seen his mom in a lot of places. I have not seen his mom in the huddle. Have you? I have not. I've seen her on the sidelines. I've not seen her in the huddle. Coming up, Ben Standing at 2. Also, Connor Orr of the MMQB has wrote something about the Commanders that is interesting. And also, we'll tell you a little bit of a different perspective than many of you have. I will tell you this. I think the schedule is reasonably fair for a team that I knew was going to get screwed on all the primetime games. I knew was going to play at least Christmas or Thanksgiving. I thought maybe at one point both. There's no three-game road trips, although there is 3 out of 4 games, Week 2, 4, and 5. I do not, and let me repeat, do not love playing Monday Night Football at home against the Chicago Bears on October the 13th and then having to play in Dallas Sunday afternoon. That's a little bit better that it's a 4:25 game. I do not like that at all. The Monday night in Kansas City to Sunday night for now against Seattle. I don't like short weeks. I don't know what to tell you. I think they hurt teams. But at least that one's a little bit more doable. The Monday night Chicago to Dallas. Don't like that. Don't like that at all. And then, of course, 2 super, super short weeks as opposed to 1. Right? Is problematic. Now, for those of you that are going to say, well, Chris, they're not playing on Sunday and they're going to play on Thursday. Listen, I mean, it makes a little bit of a difference. It's still a super short week. It's Christmas week. A lot of times, even football players, believe it or not, are not mentally prepared to play football on Christmas week because they've got young kids, because they've got family coming into town. They've got obligations. I understand the sport is played. I understand America takes off at the holidays. I took 3 days off last year, Christmas Eve day, Christmas Day, and the day after Christmas, so I could spend it with my son and my daughter. Sorry about that. I know that offends all of you, but I'm sorry. I did that. I hate that. And even though they play on Saturday, it's still a really short week to Thursday at 1 o'clock. All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do the trending alert on time. We're going to get to AA, Athens and Annapolis right after that in the leadoff spot. He wants to apparently defend AMAC. I don't know why, but apparently he wants to defend AMAC. We'll make him wait to do that just a couple of minutes. A, because we've got to actually keep up with the clock. I got to do a better job of that. B, because he's going to defend AMAC. Right, exactly. He's going to defend you and your Giants. But then on top of that, we will get into the rest of the schedule and something, again, that Connor Orr from the MMQB wrote about the Commanders that might surprise you when it comes to the schedule. That's all coming up straight ahead on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Nationals are in action. They're closing out their four-game set in Atlanta, and, well, it's not going well so far. 3-0 Atlanta Braves, bottom of the fifth over the Nationals after the Nationals broke the seven-game slide last night with a come-from-behind victory. Again, 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Meanwhile, Stanley Cup playoff hockey tonight, it could be the final game of the year for the Washington Capitals, who trail the Carolina Hurricanes 3-1 after losing both games in Raleigh over the weekend. And, of course, on Monday, an extra day off in between. So maybe that helps give the Capitals a little bit more pep in their step. They'll need it. Capital One Arena, face off at about 7 o'clock. The radio coverage at 6:45 over on 106.7 The Fan. That's followed by Dallas looking for the kill over Winnipeg. They're up 3-1 are the Stars. 9:30 the faceoff in that one from the Peg. One NBA playoff game tonight. It's Oklahoma City looking to eliminate Denver, up 3-2. That tip at 8:30. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, before we get to our guy, Double A, we tell you that the D.C. Defenders are back at Audi Field this Sunday afternoon at noon. And your time to experience football at Audi Field is running out. Two home games left in the season. Now is the time to lock in your seats right now at UFLDefenders.com/tickets. That's UFLDefenders.com/tickets. That from the desk of one Anthony Mick Barnett. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't like when we call you Anthony, which is your given name.
I never. It's just awkward. No one said it was. It was.
You didn't like it.
No.
You didn't like the name that you were given and that you've grown up with.
Is this because I gave you hell about being an undercover Giants fan?
I mean, that's your accusation. There is no proof of that whatsoever. Just because I grew up on Long Island doesn't mean that, you know, I grew up a Giants fan.
You said that.
I did?
Yeah.
I don't remember saying that at all.
You said I used to be on air.
I don't think I remember saying that at all.
I wish somebody would call in and help me recollect your memory. You said that on air.
Maybe you might have the audio for such an event.
Oh, yeah. I can definitely find it.
Go ahead and find it. That'll be your little pet project over the weekend. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Yes, indeed. The Commanders open up with the New York Giants. Sunday afternoon, September the 7th at 1 o'clock, and then immediately right into a short week for Thursday night football at Green Bay. Let's go to our guy, Athan in Annapolis, AA MCO. What's up, AA? How are you?
I'm good, and we're changing the station here for a minute because I vehemently disagree with you on your statement of the Giants are the doormat of the NFC East. Now, while I agree that they haven't been good in recent years and have run through a lot of head coaches and had some dysfunction, Washington has been the doormat for 25 years in that division, okay? Even though the Giants have been bad recently, they did beat somebody named Tom Brady not once but twice for the Super Bowl in the last 20 years, okay? So they got that, and they were competitive for a lot when Tom Coughlin was there. I mean, we are one Malik Nabers drop away from I choked for a second like you did, Chris, but one Malik Nabers drop away from having a second loss, you know, last year, you know, and we could have lost the next game we played against them. That came down to the wire. Thankfully, Jaden Daniels was able to run out the clock. But, I mean, I mean, if you look at Daniel Jones, okay, if Daniel Jones would have played us every week for the first 4 or 5 years of his career, he'd be Hall of Fame bound, making more money than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it's fair.
So, I'll tell you this much. I got to FaceTime with one of the Commanders the other day. My friend Richie was in town, and his son played high school ball with Johnny Newton, and they got Johnny Newton on FaceTime. And
congratulations,
by the way,
to Richie and his son. I got to talk to Richie as well the other day on the phone as well. So congratulations to the family there. That's awesome. But you got to talk to Johnny Newton because of that.
Yeah, I was on bed, and I appreciate the congratulations. We'll pass it on. But I told Johnny Newton, are you ready to wreck it this year? He says, you know it. And then as I was about to advocate for him to come onto your show, my buddy gives me the, well, you know he has an agent, and you got to ask. I said, we're talking Chris Russell, the varsity here.
Right.
Okay? I said he's going to go on his show by the end of the year, whether I got to go down to Commander's Park.
Hell yeah.
Or whatever they call the expansion team in D.C. now that's a football team. Team,
yeah.
Okay.
We only have to go through the agent if we're talking about Liddell Willingham's show.
Well, that's the Pop Warner, though. We don't need to mention that other person.
That is true.
Okay.
That is true.
But I just wanted to say, like for example, real quick, Grant was just like steaming on X, talking about, I can't believe that the Canes and Caps who hate each other haven't had all these scraps, you know, because of the way the series has gone. Well, the Canes have beat the hell out of the Capitals so badly that the Caps are over there breathing heavy and hunched over and have been owned in every aspect of the series. So I don't know what's going on down there at the station today, if something's in the water, because you're not usually wrong, but I'm 100% on AMAC's side. We need to be humble and hungry, and the Giants can beat us just like they can beat any team in the league, and Washington's got a hell of a lot to prove because we've done nothing except for make the NFC Championship games off of a 500 schedule, beating a bunch of bad teams last minute by getting the last season. We got a lot to prove, and with a lousy defense still, too.
Wow.
So I disagree with the Rooster.
A just dropping the hammer.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
So what you're saying is you have no faith in Jaden Daniels, DQ, and the rest of the boys, huh?
I have faith in the offense, but they have not fixed the defense. They still can't stop the run, okay? Mm-hmm. And I think they fixed their secondary, but they have no speed at linebacker, and they have no athleticism other than their tackles on the D-line. And they just gave $30 million or $40 million guaranteed to a guy who got cut by the 49ers, who he played for Robert Saleh at the Jets, too. So I don't know what's going to happen. I would love to be wrong. I would love for us to steamroll the Giants week one, but I don't think you need to be talking smack, or anybody needs to be talking smack to AMAC, because if they come and beat us 27-24 in overtime, AMAC's going to remember this conversation, and he's going to roast the rooster September.
I would tell you this. AA, you are approaching this with a reasonable, common-sense point of view. I would tell you that you could be right, and I could certainly be crowing unnecessarily, but you know this. You know this. It is, what day is this? May 15th. We've got, 4 months until that game, right? Or whatever it is, 4.5 right. months. I can't be nice to AMAC for that long. I just can't.
Well, you guys might have to find something. You guys might have to find something else to talk about. I'm just saying this, okay? Is there a lot of sports out there? Don't talk about the WNBA because then Linus will call in, start talking about how the WNBA is going to overthrow the other sports,
to
become like the second most popular sport in the nation.
Yes.
Remember that tweet that he threw out a few months ago?
I remember all the tweets.
Yeah, exactly.
Go check my timeline in between all of my insults at all the dummy followers that I have about how awful of a human being I am because I don't want to work on Christmas Day. Go check mine. I took a little pot shot that you might be amused by on Twitter early this morning. So maybe 4, 5, 6 tweets down, somewhere in that range. You'll probably find it funny. You'll find it humorous, and then you can text me about it afterwards, okay?
But you know what you should do. You know what you should do,
What's
though?
That?
Like I told you about these telephone tough guys.
Yeah.
Take a big, giant picture of your ass and just put it on there and tell them they can kiss it, and then just and block them all.
You're so right. I don't know if my boss would appreciate that, but you're so right. He probably would appreciate me just blocking them and not responding to them. But yes, you are right. In a perfect world, we could take somebody's large derriere and just put that up as a meme or a GIF or whatever the kids call it. Thank you, AA. I appreciate you.
You got it,
always.
Bud.
Wow, AA trying to simmer things down between AMAC and the Rooster. Listen, the Giants are much improved. Abdul Carter is going to help. We'll see how Dexter Lawrence looks. He got injured, pretty significant injury at the end of last year. It's part of the reason why they drafted Abdul Carter, because they don't know if they're going to have that same interior push, even though you have Brian Burns, even though you have Kayvon Thibodeau. They've improved their secondary a little bit, certainly from last year, by drafting the corner and the safety after they stupidly let Xavier McKinney go. They've improved overall, I think, certainly from last year, their quarterback situation. Cam Scannaboo! Is he going to run right down the Commanders' throats in week one at at Northwest Stadium? We will see. Let's get a couple more calls in here, and then we'll get to that Kona Orr thing that I wanted to read you guys. I'm just looking at the descriptions on the call log. It's just funny the way AMAC puts it up. It's like, normally it's like agrees with the Rooster, hates the Rooster. For Paulie, it's wants to yell at the Rooster. And now I look and AA is so polarizing and interesting. And now AMAC thinks he's his best friend because he defended him. He's like, oh, surprised. Oh, and a guy just dropped. The guy that agreed with AA just dropped. So we'll get Marcus and Brandywine, who it says he's surprised with AA. Why are you surprised with AA, Marcus?
First of all, we have to thank the phone gods for dropping whoever just agreed with AA. Like,
yes.
I'm normally on this side. But this one was kind of crazy. Like, come on, man. Like, it's as a fan, and this is like my biggest pet peeve as a fan, and maybe it's on put, maybe it's not. I would never, in my wildest dreams, tell, like, the way he's downing them right now, they haven't proved anything. They still can't stop the run. They're super unathletic. They haven't played a single game this season. What do you mean? Why can't we be optimistic about what they've done? Because, you know, if you know, I hate to do this to you, AA, but if you could do it, then you'd be doing it. If you could coach it, you'd be coaching it. If you can manage it, you'll be the general manager. Things. So you don't have the right to say what they are and what they have or what they can or can't be, and you haven't seen them play a single preseason game, let alone off season, the training. You haven't seen anything. So for you to just come out and say, we need to humble us, no. Listen. Don't ever try to minimize an NFC East championship game by saying we barely beat 500 teams at the left. Teams do it every single year. Every year. Some people kind of were down on the Chiefs, but they made the Super Bowl by barely beating teams. Albeit, not necessarily always 500 teams, but they were squeaking by this season. And if it takes us to squeak by this season to get to the Super Bowl, I'll freaking take it. I don't agree, man. Like, no, be optimistic. I hope we steamroll the Giants, and I hate the kind of, you know, you come back with it. Well, I hope I'm wrong. No. You're scared that if you full-on support your team and then they lose, now you have people attacking you. That's a part of the game. That's part of being a fan. I love going back and forth with people. Those types of fans are scary fans, and I don't have respect for it. Double A, you're losing me, man. You're losing me.
Wow. I like
I like the fact that Marcus and Brandywine is not afraid to come after AA. And I like the fact that AA was not afraid to challenge me. But Marcus, I like the fact that you just, you know, pummeled him for, I don't know, probably about 6 out of 7 rounds. I like that. Here's the deal. I think he would have been better off saying, hey, man, we didn't really improve the pass rush. That is more quantifiable than not stopping the run. Because I very much think, while we don't have the evidence that they're better at stopping the run, I very much think the thought process is, and the moves mirror an attempt to be better at stopping the run, which was an obvious problem last year, and they'll take their chances elsewhere.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, to say that we still can't do things, and they're proving to you that they're trying, because they're not going out and getting names that you think that they should get, you don't know how the league is working out. You don't know what the talks are as far as contracts, as far as extensions, as far as the physical health, the mental health. Like, you don't know any of these things, but to just flat out say we still can't stop. Miss me with the BS. Hey, double A, come on, man. I like you. I love you. But you heard me with this call, man. Somebody had to say it.
And it damn sure should be you. Thank you, Marcus. Appreciate you.
No problem.
Have a good day, my friend. Appreciate it. Just for the record, I love AA. And we disagree completely on the commander's name. Just like I love Dr. Sabah, and we completely disagree. I can have respectful, healthy disagreements with people that I love. But I was a little surprised that AA came in knocking the Commanders for being lucky and not being able to stop the run and trying to earn Curry favor. Steph's available now, now that the Golden State Warriors season is done. Trying to curry favor with the producer extraordinaire of this show. That was a little bit surprising for AA.
I don't think he was trying. I think he was being honest.
I think he was trying to get on your good side.
No. If you go back to before Jaden Daniels got to Washington, you guys were all, like, I looked at the matchup, honestly, this is not me talking junk, and there's evidence to prove it. It was a win.
Yeah.
I was at those games. I think we swept you the year before Jaden got, like 2 years ago, and then the year before that we tied and won another one.
I was at all of those games. I know. You're not telling me anything I don't know.
Yeah, so I get...
But what did you say is the key there?
It's been 1 year.
Repeat it with me. Before Jaden Daniels got here.
It's been 1 year though, Rooster. I understand he looks remarkable, and I give you credit, but we're
has it been like, just 1 year that the Giants have sucked?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm not getting
Thank you
anywhere.
Very much. Nine in front of the top of the hour on the Team.80 and the Odyssey app. Back with you with what Connor Orr had to say about the Commander schedule, and it might surprise you next.
You shut your mouth, I'll come out there and slap the syphilis right off your face.
It's what I should have told some people on X last night and this morning. Oh, people just have no idea how much fun I have sometimes just going back and forth and sparring with you people. So Connor Orr of the MMQB, certainly many of you I'm sure have heard of him, maybe not. He wrote something in his latest column after the NFL schedule release. It was part of a longer column, but it was aptly titled Five Teams. It was a subheading, Five Teams That Got Screwed. The Kansas City Chiefs are number one. I'll save you the explanation. You know who's number two? Dun-da-da. The Washington Commanders. Connor Orr writes, perhaps this is the theme of the evening. It almost certainly underlines the downside of becoming suddenly great in the NFL. After a peaceful ramping up period, the Commanders are poised to be the NFL's marketable team in the middle section of the schedule. Washington has a very early TNF appearance, week two at Green Bay. And then the following slate in week four, back-to-back road games at Atlanta and then cross-country against the Chargers. Then hosting Monday Night Football against Chicago. America's game? America's team at Dallas, at Kansas City on Monday Night Football, against Seattle on a short rest on Sunday Night Football. It's America's Game of the Week, I guess is what he means. America's Game of the Week against Detroit, which is that 4:25 slot, versus Miami and Madrid, a bye week, then Sunday Night Football against Denver, one Eastern games against Minnesota before I would finally consider a respite against the Giants. In the 1 p.m. Eastern hour, Connor Orr called the Giants a respite. He said, if that wasn't enough, the Commanders' end of the season schedule looks like this. December 20th, a flexible 4:30 or 8:30 game against the Eagles. December 25th, the Christmas Day game against Dallas. He actually wrote it wrong, or his editor switched it. It's actually at home. It's not at Dallas, but okay. It's still a screw job. January 3rd or 4th, facing the Eagles for the second time in 3 weeks. Now, there's a lot more, not a lot more, but some more that Connor Orr points out. I'm going to try and get him on the show to explain more, hopefully in the next hour. Ben Standing will join us in just a couple of moments from The Athletic and from the Last Man Standing podcast and my replacement for tomorrow. Ben Standing next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.